You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sunday 2019, and today's topic is FDA approved and deadly. Yep, FDA approved and deadly. Why the medical industrial complex reports so, and U.S. News and World Report agrees. What is this substance? You can't make this up. Diet soft drinks. Diet soft drinks are linked to increased death and heart disease. It's amazing. And so what we're going to talk about today is what the report is, what they are telling your doctor, and what that means for you in terms of what you maybe should or shouldn't do. But first, let's go say hello to those folks over at Facebook. See if we can't figure out how to link them in. Let me see. We're going to click here, and then click here, and then click here, and there. And we're almost there. We're missing a few. Here we are. Click that button. Now you're thinking, how many buttons are you going to click? That's what I say. All right, and here we are. All right. I think we got the Facebook crew online. Okay, here we are. Good morning. All right, so today's topic is FDA approved and deadly, and what is it? It is diet soda pop. And actually, it's a diet soft drinks. And this is important because a soft drink is basically a non-alcoholic drink. So we can toss in there your diet sodas, your diet iced teas, any dietary beverage that is not alcoholic. So that would be a soft drink. So let's take a look at what they've told your doctor. This is actually pretty detailed. I mean, they friggin' took, you know, 5 pages to tell us. It's like, man, this must be important. And so this is at Medscape Family Medicine. So you guys have asked for the link to these things, so let me send that. I'll send it over here to Facebook. There you go. All right, you guys can follow along if you want to. All right, so this is really interesting because, okay, so I'm 61, almost 62, and the safety of diet soft drinks has always been just a controversial thing. Back when I was in medical school, 79 to 83, there's a big debate going on. And as far as the medical students were concerned, it was like, this debate is ended right now because the FDA has declared these dietary additives safe, and that's it. Done. No further discussion. And this was all scientifically proven. So here we are, 2019, at least 30 years in the future, and what are we finding? We're finding that that was not true. We're finding that even though the FDA did approve these dietary additives, the evidence is that they are most certainly not safe. And so these diet drinks are linked to increased stroke and dementia. Just in case the stroke didn't impress you, maybe dementia would. But let's see the basics, what they found, and what we can possibly figure out. Okay. So drinking artificially sweetened beverages is linked to increased risk for stroke. And the stroke is when the blood to your brain is interrupted and you become stupid and paralyzed. That's a stroke. Coronary artery disease as well. And that's, we can think of that as a heart attack or a chest pain that comes and goes. And get this, all-cause mortality in women. What's all-cause mortality? That means death from any and all causes. How cool is that? I mean, is that dangerous or is that dangerous? I would say, well, it's dangerous. So this is an observational study. They looked at 82,000 people. That's a pretty good number. And this is the Women's Health Initiative observational study. And the risk for deadly and non-deadly stroke was 23% higher on a woman who self-reported drinking two or more diet beverages a day. And this is compared to people who drank the least, which is one diet drink a week or less. And so I actually tell people, never, ever, ever drink a diet beverage or any diet food for that matter. Instead, eat as little as possible of the thing you're trying to avoid. So never, ever eat a fake or imitation anything. It's always going to be more devastating to your health than the regular stuff. And so the results reinforce similar associations from other recent studies and add a new finding. The group with the highest consumption had an 81% elevated risk for small artery occlusion. This is amazing because doctors are like, small artery occlusion, this is so mysterious. How does this happen? Because doctors are so focused on large arteries. That would be the arteries, the coronary arteries in your heart are relatively large. The arteries that supply your leg, say for peripheral artery disease, are large. But what happens, or what doctors have been finding, certainly since 1979, when I was in medical school, is that people are getting blockages in their very, very small arteries, arterioles, and where the capillaries, which is where the veins and arteries meet. So these super small arteries are where the cells receive nutrition. So the larger arteries just transport blood here, there, everywhere. But the actual point at which a cell receives nutrition from the blood and can put waste into the blood occurs exclusively only in small arteries. And doctors have not found a way to fix this or to remedy or bypass small arteries that are blocked because they're super, super small. This is a problem. And so what's happening in the United States, especially with diabetics, is all these small arteries are getting clogged up all over their body. And so you can't surgically bypass a large artery or graft around the occlusion because it's so small. Basically, you'd be performing surgery under a microscope and doing surgery on thousands, if not millions, of little blood vessels. So it's just logistically not possible. And so this actually explains in a very straightforward way why so many Americans are getting what is now being called neuropathy. So neuropathy is simply, it's nothing to do with your nerve, by the way. Neuropathy is just the occlusion of these super small arteries. So there's no circulation to your fingertips or your toes. And you have this numbness that as a stocking glove configuration starts tips and moves its way forward up your body towards your torso. So this is interesting. A lot of times when they report on one thing, they inadvertently give you clues and answers to other diseases. All right, so if you're drinking Diet Pop, stop it. But this would also explain why you have neuropathy and peripheral vascular disease. And so these researchers say, that's the most exciting finding. That's where the high risk was, in these small artery occlusions, said the principal investigator. And as previously reported in Medscape 2017, a year ago, 4,000 participants in the Framingham Heart Study showed an association between high intake of artificially sweetened beverages and risk for dementia, that means stupidity, stupid, forgetful, right, losing your mind, and strokes and heart attacks. So this group of food is looking pretty dangerous here. And so this person said it sparked their interest in doing the study, and they decided to look at the link between stroke, heart attack, and death from all causes. So a previous study found a 30% increase in composite stroke events and all-cause mortality associated with drinking two or more servings of artificially sweetened beverages a day. Now, that's not a lot of artificially sweetened beverages. I know a lot of people who drink this stuff, and they certainly drink at least two beverages a day. And so other studies are inconsistent, but other studies aren't looking at 80, 81,000 people. And so for those of you who are not familiar with the Framingham study, it's an observational study from at least 1993 to 1998, and they looked at 81,000 people. And they had these people fill out all kinds of random detail information about their day-to-day life. And they found there were certain correlations. And once they found the disturbing correlation, which was the more milk you drank, the more bone fractures you have, the study was shut down. All right. So they had a baseline clinical visit, these 81,000 people did. They underwent a physical exam. They had blood drawn at the initial and then 3 years later. And they completed questionnaires that asked about their consumption of artificially sweetened beverages during the prior 3 months. This is important because this is only 3 months' use of diet beverages that's correlating with a 30% increase in death from all causes. That's huge. Examples included Diet Coke, diet fruit drinks in 12 fluid ounce cans. So we're not talking about a lot of beverage here. 12 ounces, 2 cans, 24 ounces a day. And they classified consumption levels into 9 categories, ranging from never to 6 times a day. And they also took a look at how fat was the person, the black, white, Hispanic, whatever, and even looked at income level. And so most people who drank 2 or more beverages per day rarely drink regular soda. So they're pretty much exclusive diet soda drinkers, which actually is my observation. All everyone I know who drinks Diet Coke or diet beverages, that's what they drink. And they looked at things like the age, race, education, history of diabetes, history of heart disease, high blood pressure, smoking, alcohol, physical activity, and a diet quality variable, whatever that is. And people who drank high levels of artificially sweetened beverages were younger, more educated, and reported higher income. Interesting. Compared with the group with the lowest consumption. And just by the way, this is why increased income is not associated with increased health. Because the things that damage our health the most are things that we pay for. And this is also why it was so important in the 60s and 70s and 80s for the government to make sure that poor people had access to deadly unhealthy things that cost money, namely food in the form of food stamps and health care in the form of Medicare. And that way, you would never see this huge disparity between people of higher income being sicker and dying sooner. So what you do then is you increase access that poor people have to poisons and to toxins so that you elevate their death and disease level. And then, of course, you blame it on the property. So higher income compared to the group with lowest consumption. In addition, people who drank more engaged in lower exercise levels, read sedentary jobs, were more likely to be overweight or obese and had a lower quality of diet, read fast food, long work hours, and were more likely to have a history of stroke. And the average follow-up for the study was almost 12 years. So it's this is very, very interesting. And a lot of people who are not poor are not willing or able to attribute their illness to what they're spending their money on. And so a lot of people then become susceptible to the fundamental hoax in medicine, which is, keep eating what you're eating, keep doing what you're doing, just take these drugs. And that, of course, is a failed strategy. When you have something that's raising your risk for stroke and all-cause death by 30%, throwing a pill in the mix when you're drinking at least 34 ounces of poison a day is, you know, not going to be very effective. So across an entire cohort, there are 2,800 deadly strokes, 2,200 fatal and non-fatal strokes, sorry, and 15,000 deaths occurring during follow-up after year three. 15,000 deaths among 80,000 people is a lot of deaths, just by the way, just saying. The incidence of hemorrhagic stroke did not change significantly across the levels of diet, beverage, construction. That's hemorrhagic stroke. But ischemic stroke did. So people with a BMI of more than 30, we'll call them obese, who drank a lot of diet Cokes, or not Cokes, but diet drinks, had an increased risk of all endpoints. In other words, everything bad happened to them. And consumption of two or more artificially sweetened beverages daily was linked to greater odds for this small artery occlusion compared to the lowest consumption. And this is, to me, really surprising that it takes so few diet drinks, like two a day. Are you kidding me? So the risk for the small arterial occlusion was even greater for high consumers that excluded diabetes or history of stroke disease, of stroke. So in other words, if you were not diabetic and had no heart disease, but just drank two diet Cokes, not Cokes, but diet drinks a day, then your stroke, your risk of death and dying increased practically fourfold, you know, two to fourfold, which is amazing, impressive. You might even say alarming. Here's another one. Hypertension, that's high blood pressure, did not seem to change the risk. And we all have so much propaganda about hypertension, you've got to treat it, you need drugs, the silent killer. But no one tells you that treating the hypertension doesn't change your risk for death. Just said, well, you got to do it. Anyway, I digress. So among the high consumers with hypertension, the odds ratio was about twice. Those without hypertension were similar, about twice. Again, between these high consumers, it was just amazing. So the increase of risk of stroke and especially small artery occlusion are not likely to be mediated by diabetes or hypertension. In other words, it's mediated by a different mechanism, which is true, right? Because it's mediated by the diet drinks. And so whether you're diabetic or have hypertension has nothing to do with diet drinks. There's more going on there. And so interestingly, there was no significant interaction with age. So it doesn't matter at what age you drank these diet drinks. Your risk was increased by the same amount. So if you were older and drank two diet drinks a day, your risk of small artery occlusion would double. And if you were younger, say 30 years old or something, then your risk would also double. So there was no increased acceleration with age. This is another clue. We'll come back after the commercial. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Take away my name, take away your hands on me.
This study unwittingly exposes is that many things we attribute to age, like Alzheimer's, like heart attacks, like stroke, have nothing to do with age. Nothing to do with age, whatever. And everything to do with just what people are eating. In this case, diet drinks. So, you know, so what they're trying to say now is if you already have cardiovascular risk factors, you're likely to have been advised to lower your sugar intake. So many move away from sugary beverages to diet drinks. Now, but the confounding of this is people who have heart disease risk factors don't have a stable risk. In other words, their risk is also increased by the ingestion of diet drinks. So because they separate people by cardiac risk or not cardiac risk, what they're finding is that, whoa, the diet drinks increase the cardiac risk even for people who already have cardiac risk. So in other words, drinking the diet drinks is an increased risk for folks with heart problems. So the link between diet drinks and dementia did not become important when they adjusted for vascular risk factors. But this is specious or false reasoning, because the diet drinks cause the vascular risk factors, which is a small arterial occlusion. So basically, these diet drinks are blocking the small arteries and giving these people basically little mini strokes all over the brain, showing up as dementia. And so because the diet drinks are causing these mini strokes all over the brain, of course you're not going to see a change when you say, do diet drinks and people with vascular risk factors. So if you already have vascular risk factors, are diet drinks going to increase your instance of dementia? The answer, of course, is no, because the diet drinks cause the dementia. And so artificial sweeteners could be increasing vascular risk factors, which could be, no, they just showed it was because of the small artery occlusion correlating with the drinks. All right, so they're talking in circles, and this is important, because when you talk in circles like this, it confuses people who read the article. They're like, well, can I read that again? Mm-hmm. I'm in a hurry, I'm trying to read it again. Oh, well, forget it. So this confused type language is actually very beneficial. So language ischemic stroke was still there in all models after adjusting for all other risk factors. So getting a blood clot in the brain, which is what an ischemic stroke is, blood clot in the brain that makes you paralyzed and stupid, was increased no matter what your other risk factors were. And so, by the way, sugar-sweetened beverages were not associated with stroke or dementia risk. I'll repeat that. So if you're drinking stuff with sugar in it, you're not going to get a stroke, and you're not going to get stupid and paralyzed. So the author said it should not be taken as evidence that sugary drinks are safe. No, they're not safe, but they're safer. They're more safe than the beverages that have artificial sweetener. And that's the take-home message. If you're not going to be perfect, and who is, right? So if you're not going to be perfect, if you're going to eat something that's sweetened, eat stuff that has regular sugar in it, even white sugar. Well, I would say, you know, lean towards brown sugar or turbinado or something like that. But sometimes we use honey. But the point is, use real sugar. Your risk of disease and death with real sugar is far less than with artificial sweeteners. And so they said we have much larger numbers of individuals reporting the intake of artificially sweetened drinks than sweetened drinks. Now, this was a nurse's study, so they were surveying nurses. So many nurses, of course, are believing the false, damaging, harmful dietary information that they were taught in nursing school and the doctors are taught in medical school. So another study by the same group published online shows even more results. We'll be back after this commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. Cause I don't want to stay here on my own. Oh.
Back. All right, what are we looking for? I this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and today's topic is FDA-approved and deadly. Yep. So what we're going to talk about today, or we're talking about right now, is the effects of diet beverages. And a lot of people say, when you say diet beverages, it jumps you, ooh, diet soda. Mm-mm. All diet beverages. So any beverage that contains artificial sweetener. And this is very interesting because people have been switching from this artificial sweetener to that artificial sweetener, and the study addressed all artificial sweeteners. And they didn't say artificial sweeteners. They said diet drinks. So, in other words, if the drink is sweetened with something with a sugar replacement, these are the risks that they found. Now, they didn't list all of the sugar replacements in the different beverages. Didn't do that. Just said diet drinks. All right, so I just want to clarify that to kind of really let people know how big and how broad this risk is. Okay. So sugar-sweetened beverages. So these are sugar, non-diet beverages that got the sugar in there. We don't know if it's white sugar, cane sugar, beet sugar, GMO sugar, whatever sugar was not associated with increased stroke or dementia risk. As we said, this doesn't mean they're safe. This is just safer than the diet drinks. And so there's lots of studies suggesting, suggesting harmful effects of sugar-sweetened drinks. And so what they compared was people who drank sugar-sweetened drinks compared to people who did not drink sugar-sweetened drinks. And so this study didn't look at that. It looked at diet drinks compared with people who drank sugar-sweetened drinks and whatever else. So what we have here is a comparison between two things, diet drinks and sugar-sweetened drinks. Now, we know diet drinks are more dangerous than sugar-sweetened drinks. That's what the study tells us. However, if you compare sugar-sweetened drinks to people who don't drink sugary drinks at all, then obviously, but historically, studies have shown people are healthier if they don't drink sugary drinks at all. So what we have here is a gradation in damage or harm. So no sugar, baseline, we'll call it healthy. Sugar, harmful. Diet drinks, more harmful. That is basically what this information is suggesting or supporting. So another study by the same group published online showed there's a link between both sugar-sweetened drinks and artificially sweetened beverages, a reduction in brain volume and middle-aged cohort, and associated with worse episodic memory. So, again, that's not Alzheimer's. That's what people might consider senior moments. So greater intake of total sugary beverages, fruit juice, soft drinks were all associated with characteristics of preclinical Alzheimer's disease. That's important. So sugary beverages, preclinical Alzheimer's, diet drinks, Alzheimer's. And so, again, that is... that's the continuum that you're on. So if you're drinking sugary drinks, you might want to stick with those and not graduate yourself to the higher risk of artificially sweetened beverages. And this is amazing that it includes fruit juice as well as soda pops and even artificially sweetened teas. So we got somebody commenting, someone from the Alzheimer's Association, and he says, both studies are difficult to interpret. The conclusions are a bit different to one another. The epidemiological data is messy. So again, what he's trying to do is help muddy the waters here. So, you know, we're giving you this warning, but don't take it too serious. And so what he says is it's a better idea to skip both and just drink water. And so the two papers, it's easier to grasp that high sugar intake is not doing good things to the brain. We got that. Not only is it not doing good things, it's saying it's doing bad things. But there's growing evidence in the literature that diet drinks are not the cure-all that some once might have believed them to be. Again, sort of softening the findings of the studies, finding the studies seriously clear that if you drink diet drinks, you have your sugar congestion, sugar ingestion risk at a certain level, you're going to increase it by 30 to 400% by switching to diet drinks. So, of course, they always say we need further studies to find out more. Health recommendations are not likely to be simple. And perhaps it may not be the best idea to replace a sugary beverage with an artificially sweetened drink. It's a better idea to skip both and just drink water. But the key here is to not replace a sugary beverage with artificially sweetened drinks. So if artificial sweetener is what you're looking at, then you're better off to stick with your sugar-sweetened drink. So the stroke cohort included 2,800 participants. Those are folks who had a stroke during the study. And the dementia cohort included 1,400 participants older than age 60. So everyone completed regular food intake questionnaires, and then it took a look at stroke or dementia in the following 10 years. So there were 97 cases of stroke and 81 cases of dementia. So the results show that after adjusting for everything, they compared the daily intake to zero beverages of a week, which is a reference. And zero beverages a week compared to drinking diet drinks, the chances of having a stroke was almost three times, 2.96 times, three times than had a person not drink diet beverages. And similarly, for threefold, 2.89 times, for Alzheimer's disease, in other words, losing your mind. So if you're tripling your chances of Alzheimer's disease by drinking diet beverages, then clearly avoiding Alzheimer's disease is pretty straightforward here. In fact, you might even have the key here for reversing Alzheimer's disease is stop all diet beverages. Now, what we don't talk about is that other diet foods like diet puddings are often fed to the elderly. These are puddings that have artificial sweeteners in them. One could guess that those foods would have a similar risk. So lower intakes of diet drinks between one and six a week were still associated with stroke, but not dementia. So if you want to get demented, apparently you need two diet beverages a day. But if you just want to have a stroke, no worries. One to six drinks a week will do it. Now again, sugar-sweetened drinks were not associated with stroke or dementia. And always increase risk above population baseline. So it's not known how diet soda could be causing harm. Dude, you got the small arterial occlusion there. You know it's blocking up the small arteries. That's pretty straightforward. But some data suggests that artificial sweeteners may predispose towards weight gain. And these studies, by the way, they're numerous. And they've been doing them since 79. So by the time I graduated from medical school in 1983, it was a well-known fact. If you want to gain weight, drink artificially sweetened beverages. That's pretty straightforward. And so, of course, the animal study shows that artificial sweeteners cause weight gain when compared to just plain sugar. And they also change the gut bacteria, just throw that in there, what the heck, and leads to glucose intolerance, which is the stage before diabetes. And there's some data in humans as well, but it's difficult in humans to show the cause and effect. I guess because of study design. And so This is interesting. The possibility that the association between sweetness and calories becomes uncoupled in the brain when we consume artificial sweeteners. The brain is conditioned to expect calories when it senses a sweet taste, but if it doesn't happen, maybe people tend to overcompensate with other sweet food. No. What's going on here is the link between being overweight and heart disease is false. The link between being overweight and stroke is false. What's true is the link between what's in your diet and heart disease and stroke. And so in the United States, we have these people, they're called Hispanics. Thank God for Hispanics. And there's something called the Hispanic paradox. What does that mean? It means Hispanics in the United States are the population subgroup with the highest amount of obesity, but they have the lowest amount of heart disease, lowest amount of stroke. So just that one little observation, you can see that heart disease and stroke are not associated with obesity, but there's something else that's causing them. And so apparently, these doctors have not read about the Hispanic paradox. And so then there's markers for pre-clinical Alzheimer's. And what they found was greater consumption of total sugary beverages was associated with lower brain volume and lower memory scores compared to no intake. However, a difference between memory scores was equivalent to 5.8 and 11 years of brain aging with sugary beverages. But what about the diet drink? They didn't take a look at the diet drinks. And so, again, what it comes down to is sugary drinks, no good. Diet drinks, far worse. And then, of course, this raises a question. Well, which diet sweeteners? No say. In other words, they didn't say. So we don't know if which dietary sweeteners they're using. But we are talking about diet drinks. So let's take a look. We got a list. Aspartame, sucralose, neotame, ascorbate, potassium, saccharin, avantame. And we've got more. It's a longer list than this because I've been reading packages. Cyclamate, lead acetate, stevia, sugar alcohols. That would be xylitol, mannitol. So these are all sweeteners that appear in diet drinks. Which ones are causing the death and destruction? Don't know, but they can be easily avoided. Yeah, easily avoided. And they have monk fruit extract and stevia. Now, there's more than this. There's erythritol is another sweetener that we see a lot, or I see a lot at the health food store. And they also mix things, or mix different sweeteners together. So the key thing, though, is if the label says diet, and if the sugaring of the sweetening ingredient is not sugar, which is cane sugar, then you got troubles. So those alcohol sweeteners are sorbitol, xylitol, lacetol. And let me see if they didn't mention erythritol, but that's a big one. Here, erythritol. Erythritol is a blend of ribodoside and erythritol. Okay, so that's Truvia. So yeah, erythritol is used a lot. And when you look up erythritol, which I did, I looked it up, it's just a chemical. So the take-home message here is if you're going to eat sweet beverages, eat them and minimize them. Now, there's another level of awareness here. Why are you craving sweet stuff anyway? The reason you're craving sweet stuff, there's two main reasons. One is just parasites who are telling you, get sugar, we want sugar, feed us, please. And so for that, you can simply get rid of your parasites, which is easily done by pooping more and drinking more water. And so the thing you do is as soon as you decide you want a sweet drink, drink 12 to 24 ounces of water. If you still want the sweet drink, then take the sweet drink with the sugar. But at the first sign of your desire for sugar, eat 12 to 24 ounces of water. And you will see that your consumption of sugary beverages will decline tremendously. Now, as far as getting rid of your parasites, so what does the water do? The water dilutes the chemicals the parasites are putting out and dilutes their message. And so that weakens the sugar craving. Now, the next thing you can do, of course, you can poop more because your body's way of getting rid of parasites is to put them in the intestines and out into the toilet. That's pretty much the method of removal. And so to find out more about that, you can go to vitalitycapsules.com, download your free report, The Candida Cleaner. They'll tell you all about kicking out those parasites and about turpentine use. Right. So you can address your sugar craving directly by reducing the craving itself. So that's one reason for craving sugar. The second reason for craving sugar is malnutrition. Yep, malnutrition. Your body thinks that sugar comes with B vitamins and minerals, which is what it does come with in the environment. But your brain, which is programmed on a natural level, doesn't allow for the fact that the sugar you're reaching for might be deficient in B vitamins and minerals, in other words, white sugar. And so, of course, the more white sugar you eat, the more you want, and the more you eat, and the more you want. So switch your sugar to high nutritional content sugar. That would be black stratum molasses, dark brown sugar, even light brown sugar is a step up. But you want to use whatever sugar you do use, make sure it's the highest possible nutritional content, and that basically reads or translates to dark sugar. Another name is raspadura. So these are all dark sugars that include a lot of the minerals and B vitamins as they came from the ground or from the cane plant. Now, of course, the shocking thing is that all of these ingredients in the diet drinks are approved by the FDA. I mean, it's the law. And so what's the other implication here is that there is nobody looking out for your health. There's no government agency that's like, oh, this is going to be healthy. Oh, that's not healthy. Mm-mm. No. You're on your own. You got to figure that out yourself. It's your job to decide what's healthy and what's not, and to not eat what's not healthy. But don't expect a government agency to clue you in to what's going on. And so that is today's topic. All right, Erica.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real life.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.